Hi, everyone. We're at Flux Awards Las Vegas Edition 2025, and I'm here with Marcus Hopkins. I would love it if you could tell us a little bit about yourself and your practice.
What's up, everyone? Yes, I'm Marcus Hopkins, a.k.a. Victorious Marcus. That's my artist name. And I grew up singing for years with my church, and also, like, I have over 25 million views for my also TV work as well. And I've worked with Disney in so many shows on there. And it's like in working with Miley Cyrus. I also worked with Hilary Duff, and I've also went to the same school that Beyonce knows at West Middle School. I went there for acrobatics. Yes, I'm thankful to have I'm thankful that my after rejection, I just got determined, and I taught myself how to do the most advanced acrobatics and flips, and also besides my music and acting as well. Yes, I'm thankful that, besides going to the same school as Beyonce knows at Rose Middle School, and being a junior Olympian as well, like the same year that after I got rejected, like the next year I'm in it and I got it too. I won many awards. I'm thankful that, and I'm also thankful for this, basically a lifetime achievement for this major music award. And I'm so thankful for this opportunity to be here today.
Yeah, Marcus, your achievements are so impressive. And can you tell us a little bit about a challenge that you may have faced throughout your career and how you have overcome it?
Yes, I love it's a very good question. I talked a little bit about, I have like some rejection, and but I taught myself how to, I did also, what I didn't talk about earlier was that I was also like homeless, and even following my dreams, I was determined to, some time just trying to follow my dreams. But I stayed persistent and kept the faith and stayed consistent, working over and over. I believe a word that will fit well is tenacious, because like I'm a very like determined, like goal getting, like I'm to make it happen. If it's faith and God on my side.
I'm so thankful you were able to overcome all of those challenges and you're here today. And is there any advice that you would give to any upcoming entrepreneurs or leaders that maybe want to get into your field?
Yes, the advice I would give is keep the faith. Anyway, everything happens for a reason. It's just a timing and season. It's all a season and timing for everything. So don't give up.
That's so good. And who has been your biggest influence or support system throughout your journey?
Some of my biggest influences are like just basically God, and just allow me to be here today, because I'm thankful that I'm even alive today. So many close calls that could have taking me out, but God, gave me grace, and I thank God for that. And I don't take any of my time for credit. So I want to put my best for it every day. And I'm so thankful for a lifetime and achievement award. And I want to encourage everyone to follow your dreams and keep the faith, and you can make it too.
Thanks for sharing your story. It's really inspiring. And lastly, where can people reach you and find your work to stay inspired and learn more?
Good question. Yes, you can find. I also do a radio TV show that runs at. Basically every 2 weeks, and the name of my TV radio show is called the Victorious Marcus Show. It is on VBS Radio TV, look up VBS Radio TV and the Victorious Marcus Show, and you will find my website. And you can also find me on Instagram at Victorious Marcus One. At the end, I'm also if you search Victorious Marcus, you can find me on all social media, and for my what's happening and late, what's happening, what's coming up. I'm so thankful for, every good thing. Yes.
And being here tonight and winning this award and allowing Flux to honor you, how does that feel?
I feel so honored and very humbled for the opportunity to, sign. And I'm all about treating others how I want to be treated. And I'm all about teamwork. So I'm all about, love. And that's what I really am passionate about. Love and, love is the answer and the key to the world today. And there's so much confusion in the world.
Thank you so much for sharing all your insight. And congratulations on your award again.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
How's it going? This is Luke Danilon, owner and founder of Ghost Rocket, one more time. I'm very excited because if you're receiving this video, that means I get to be the first one to say congratulations. Our label team has approved your application. We think you'd be an awesome match for our roster. So to talk a little bit about what our label is offering, there's a few different kinds of deals and I'm gonna tell you where you fit. So our level one deal, we have three levels, right? So level one is what we'd consider our brand new artists, okay? This is someone we don't necessarily think would be a great success right away. I wanna be careful and say right away. It's not that we don't think someone could make it, we just think it's gonna take a little bit of time, all right? So for this level of artist, they're gonna have to invest in themselves, right? This is gonna be a point where we're not gonna put out any money for them, we're not gonna put out any time for them. We are gonna open up our doors, but they're gonna have to pay for that. And that's just the way it is because we can't guarantee any kind of ROI or any, you know, anything like that. So this is what we would call a label services deal. In this case, we won't be taking any royalties in our label deals, but again, the artist is gonna have to front all of the costs of their marketing up front, including our time and our services, okay? Next, we have level two. A level two artist is someone we believe that has the ability to generate success pretty quickly, all right? Whether it's a combination of really excellently produced music, great presence on social media, some data points that are really, you know, positively indicating to us, or some combination of all of that, okay? For these types of deals, we're calling it a dollar for dollar match. So in this situation, we do need people to invest in their marketing, but we're also gonna invest right next to you. So you're gonna get way more bang for your buck and you get to use our team. This is an awesome situation. We're only gonna take a small percentage. We haven't decided exactly, but it's gonna be a smaller percentage than, you know, most other labels would take. The third level is our level three. And this is an artist who we feel is so well established at an independent level that we feel like if we funded them all by ourselves and we did all the work, they have done enough with their career that they have so much momentum that it's a guaranteed success, all right? Not to say it's gonna be a major label success. We all know how the game works, what they want. We're not talking about that. Our label's different. Our job is to develop an artist to a level three, to get them to the point where they're viable for our management company and viable for a major label, major publisher, agents, all that kind of stuff, right? So again, just to clarify, we have these three levels and the hope is no matter which level someone starts at, we're able to move them up until they get to a level three position, in which case our management company would definitely want to get involved and we would also be very confident that we can get them a larger deal, all right? So the reason you're getting this video is because we have put you into level two, all right? We feel like you've done enough work, we have enough statistical data on you, your music's good enough, you've developed enough that we feel like we could get you to a level three if we did the right work together. I will say the vast majority of people have been level one, so again, congratulations on the work you've done. You should be very proud of yourself and we look forward to doing more work with you, okay? You'll be hearing from me again. Way to go. Talk soon.
It's Victorious Marcus here. It's George Payson of Disney. And we are here painting. We have a new collaboration and partnership in music and God and healing souls. This is one of the paintings that he's creating of me in music art. It's looking great and he has done a lot of amazing work for many, many years with Disney and the list goes on. My family, a new partnership. It's only the beginning. More on the way. We'll pick it up in the near future. Family, God bless you.
God bless you. Have a good one, man.
Thank you soon. Thanks. Take out more, everyone. Victorious Marcus. What's up, everyone? We are here on the Victorious Marcus Show.
I am Victorious
Marcus. And a TV show with Pete and Top. D. Disney painter of 25 years, Doris Tracy, my new partner. And this is the new painting that he created for me. I mean, this is so, so realistic and very, it's very gifted. It's very gifted for that. As you can see, my words on here are my Grammy equivalent world award, including my one-arm handstand, my back flip, and my, as you can see, I'm pointing camera. Adversity to triumph. That's what we're focusing on. And as you can also see, I mean, this work is a great work of art. So where did you start from?
Well, I was born in Montgomery, Alabama. I was in service, traveled to Europe with the Greeks for 4 years. Then I traveled to the Philippines, been all over the States. And I settled in Southern California about 1974. And I ended up going to Cal State Fullerton, working at Disney. It was my day job for 40-some years. So along the way, I decided to be an artist. I started when I was 12, and it's evolved into what it is now.
That's an amazing story, you know, like, you know, where you started from to where you are now. I mean, wow, I have to, you know, get a practice. It is realistic, just like a photographer. Yes, what is one of your favorite mottos?
If you can conceive it, it can happen. And it's about the journey to get there.
I can agree more. That's a great motto, everyone. Wow, I mean, like, what is something that you're working on for your future projects?
Well, that's really painting live. I've worked with a lot of musicians. Marcus was gracious enough that they collaborated on a project. He saw the vision of this. And so the next one is to have him inspired by one of my artworks to dance and sit rap to it. Then I'll be the ultimate symbiotic. The muse, the painting is the muse. I use the muse for the painting. And so it's a concept I'm working with. I get famous actors and authors. They're reading, and I paint them while they read, and I paint the narrative they're reading. So I want their inspiration. It's not catching the inspiration. That comes from God. God is, inspires me, and Marcus, you love me, Marcus.
Amen. I can agree more. Thank God for George and thank God for everything that he's doing behind the scenes. This is only the beginning, everyone. What is your social media and like your emails?
I am. It's all under my name. And so I look up George Clayson on Facebook. You'll see the art. It's all about the art. DM me. If you're a musician, you collaborate. It's been 60 collaborations with Marcus and me. I put together multiple projects. I have a YouTube channel. It's George Clayson again. At gclaysonarts@gmail.com. So if you want to email me first, and then we get together and see what we can do.
That sounds great, everyone. Yes, stay in touch with George Pace on any new projects that you have and any new collaborations that you would like first to collaborate with. The love first, God first, and all things possible. This is only the beginning. Once again, this painting is amazing. Very good job, again, George Pace. And this is only the beginning, everyone. Stay tuned for the next. Signing out now with the new year.
Yes, sir, I'm coming.
Ready?
Yeah. My name is Victorious Marcus.
That's Victorious Marcus. Hello.
I'm also partnered with Universal Music Group. I'm signed with them as well. And I have official tab over 50 B&B for my latest movie sets, collaborations in over 15 years. And I'm thankful for Tiger's name. I was just going to keep on doing the best that I can unto God. Hope you enjoy it. Yeah. Okay. you being excited, man. I want to tell you guys, right? Last year, whatever positive things you guys did in music, continue to do it.
Great news. Yesterday, I went to see the girl concert with Ailey Secrets from music. I think also making a music girl. Just like myself, I'm also here. So thankful for the opportunity to be a part of the concert. Our collaboration. Yesterday, I got an award for the best dance ever at the Drake Bell concert. I'm so thankful to have gotten this. Let's see what's inside. This is my world award. Here's the my shirt from the Drake Bell concert. So.
I love the shirt.
I love our collaboration. It's like, it's similar to that. I'm giving them. Collaboration. For best dance for baby. And I mean, yes, I'm thankful to have, basically broken down. But I mean, here's the, I love this. I love Jurassic Park as well. It's a bad guy as well, too. Oh, thanks for the opportunity. The rest is over. That's the day to come. Thanks for letting me I just remember more details beside my award show, which is a big award, worldwide music award, equivalent to a Grammy, and thank you to all my hard work together. Universal Music Group, and we'll see you later. Bye, guys.
So proud of you. You can't stop me. I am victorious. Hey. Hey, so, I'm ready to have a I've been mostly just a procedure should have been looking for the huge job. Marcus, come here. Send him up. Marcus, boom, the messages. Guys, come on. You have to be a huge job. They're calling me. Big boy, Marcus, everyone. Our gentleman has been imparting the energy ever since that touch of this event. Now it's destined to be to acknowledge and treat him.
First, I want to know about this and honor to God. I'm thankful for giving him home enough to be able to see. Because I didn't come back for reason why probably even have one contact on my knee. It's just like some of them already have a knee. Some of them are ridiculous. But I mean, there were several people that took something else. I just kept working with him. And then I had like, in the teacher's office, I had to do some things. But I was just trying to, I didn't say what I was doing. I was like, yes, I was like, oh, he's cool. And so I was like, also be like, I guys said, the music, you know, so I'm not playing it. I mean, I also have like a paper there. You know, but I was also working with Disney, and I told you, these guys go like, keep your hands, but you know, it's like, it's you know, they have a lot of money, you know, like, they have, you know, how to keep faith for them, man. They have you, like, they come to the limit as well, like, they say, you ever, the first thing I saw for work, I didn't even, like, make sure I got it, because that's how I never got it, but like, I just got like, it, and everything, I just wanted to, I won't, like, there's so many people that I want to thank, like, they're gonna keep so much, I just want to keep it, you know, because I'm very scared, and take what's safe for me today, and I, and you know, just keep on keeping the thing going. This is thank you. Thank God for like keeping my parents for you know, the skinny fit, even though they didn't have a lot of money when we were growing up, you know, like they helped me learn how to keep faith in them, you know. They helped me be like a former journalist as well, like the same year I got, I mean, the first thing I signed up for work, I didn't get in, but the next year I got in because that's how I saw. I do have to guys, but I just got like it's really good. And everything, but I just wanted to, like, I don't want to like, it's so many people that I want to thank. I mean, I'm gonna keep the story in some way.
Yes, sir.
I just wanna keep it in your time. I'm very cool and thankful to be here today. And you know, just keep on keeping the faith in the world. It's everything has to be.
All right, Marcus!
many congratulations, and we're so proud of all that you're doing. Many congratulations. All the very, very, very best.
Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen,
thank you so much.
Transformational leadership award. I would like to thank Dr. Pupi,
And that's when my team was happy to have a customer in the love and talent. Love and talent, y'all. After this, being my first to pay partner in my industry. Y'all, also my second of my top 10 things. I'm over 2,000 top scores, y'all. Bells, Diamond, Gold. I love their talent, y'all. We have to talk today, y'all. For the need, so happy, y'all. Being my first to pay partner. I told you my top 10 things is key. And I'm thinking, key. Thank you, Dr. Rihanna. Thank you. To 76. Thank you, y'all. And she has amazing been women's children. Stop being my favorite partner. So thank you for partnering with Nike. Have amazing colors. Thank you for today, y'all. This is my top 10. Hey, my first, y'all. I love fashion movies. I love fashion movies. I mean, like, they have many shows for y'all. It's amazing, yeah, I love it. And I've, it's been pretty content. I enjoy using the camera of this. So, I think my top 10 things is the official to NBA stuff. I love watching the best brothers. You can keep going, get today from them. Stop for the crazy today, y'all. My top 10 is good. Thanks for being part of it, y'all. Where's the collection? Airlines. So yeah, we have the rest combined. But I've been really humble. This is where we are. This is the product, y'all. They will help y'all. Walmart, and I've been listening. Walmart, one of my favorite, and my favorite things that they didn't have Walmart is the Big Screen TV. And about many other great products, y'all. Seriously, my top 10 days too. Because I've been in my first paid partner too. Adidas is the thing. Adidas, y'all. Adidas Apparel. I love them from September.
It's fun day, and this Sunday is particularly fun because it's your birthday. Happy birthday!
Hey, what's up? Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Patterson.
Welcome. Salud. What's up, everyone? This is Victorious Marcus. So, we have a special guest. His name is Song Lu, everyone. And he has done amazing things. One of them is BB Hacker Shop. BB, welcome, Salud. Please tell everyone more about your accolade of that. Where are you from? And what's your passion stuff?
Yeah, hi Marcus, thank you for having me. Yeah, I'll try to keep it brief. So I was born in India. I moved to Germany when I was about 7, lived there for about 20 years, and then later to Canada and eventually Los Angeles before settling in Toronto. Around the year 2000, I heard that Germany was hiring thousands of Indian tech professionals, and that actually inspired me to move back to India for a year to study web development. And after returning to Germany, I ended up with a tech job in there, my career and just about. So over the last 20 years, I've worked with companies like Citigroup, Cisco, Sony Music Publishing, and American Apparel. And I've been lucky to earn a few recognitions along the way. Like you mentioned, the Microsoft MVP, I received that multiple times. Just last year, I also received the Google Developer Expert Award from Angular. And yeah, now I'm writing books, speaking at conferences, and contributing to Angular itself.
That's awesome. I mean, that sounds first congratulations. And those are great accomplishments, Salud. Well, what is one of your favorite models?
Yeah, my favorite model is keep learning and stay curious. It's very simple, but basically guided me through my whole life and career. Every major milestone happened because I kept exploring, kept building, and kept staying curious about those things.
Awesome. That sounds like an amazing, powerful model that you have. I mean, it's powerful. What is one of your top goals like?
My goal right now is my main goal is to continue pushing the boundary of what we can do on the front end, especially with the Angular signals and now AI running directly in the browser. So I want to help shape the next generation of developer workflows where building smart UIs become a lot easier and more intuitive. And honestly, I also want to keep writing, speaking, and contributing to open source.
Awesome. That's awesome. It sounds like a great goal to have and a great focus. Yes, where can my audience find you? Where's your social media? that's Ricky Mari Sanklet.
So yeah, people can find me on my website, somkapoor.com, LinkedIn, som-kapoor, Twitter, somkapoor1978. So if you search just my name, my full name, Sonu Kapoor, you'll find a lot of information about me.
That sounds amazing, Sonu. Sonu, keep up the great work, and keep us posting the work. What's next in your life? Get something different. Once again, thanks everyone for joining us on the Victorious Practice Show. The next time, stay safe, Sonu. We're staying in contact. I got it. Better than some things. I got it.
Out this thing that is happening in this country, and I want you to pay attention to it. Don't miss this. They are removing our books from libraries. They are removing our stories and our history. They are removing our names from government buildings. It's as if someone wants to erase our footprints. Because what we need to understand is that if our children don't know our history, they won't know our power. But the truth of the matter, it's impossible to erase our footprints because we left them on water. What I mean by that is we were snatched from our homeland, brought across the ocean, and left footprints all the way to America. When they tried to silence a king named King, to keep his voice down, it still echoes through generations to generations to generations because you cannot erase our footprints. They literally took the jewels out of the crowns in Africa, put them in their own crowns and in their museums, trying to erase our history, but yet and still, we still rise as kings and queens. They went into Tulsa, Oklahoma and tried to burn down Black Wall Street, but yes, we are still building businesses, making our way, building companies, becoming CEOs because we are still building, still leaving footprints. So this is not the time to be silent. This is not the time to give up. This is the time to dig in and keep leaving footprints everywhere you go. I can tell you this. I have made more Black millionaires, hear me when I say this, than any studio in this city combined because I'm making footprints. So I don't care if you're struggling, if you're trying to make it, you're trying to build a business, if you have a dream, keep making footprints. Don't let anybody stop you. You can do it. And the last thing I'll say to you is this. Hear me when I say this. Don't let your worry be greater than your faith.
Welcome. Great to see
you. Thanks, man. I'm just beginning to think this would never happen.
Oh, this never happened. The first things that happen are not easy.
Yes. Yeah, no doubt, man. Well, yes, good stuff. Well, how are you?
What's up, Jeff? Thanks for having me. You know, I'm doing great. I just, just taking care of business. But I'm so happy to take it. Yes, Jeff, what's up, everyone? I have a special guest today. His name is Jeff Foreman, and he's an Indie winner. Welcome. Please introduce yourself and where you started from. Introduce and tell us how, what got you started in your hobby today or passion today. Where did you start?
Yeah, man. So I grew up in Southern California. My parents were just awesome to us. I had a sister. But after high school, I decided I wanted to leave California. So I moved out to Colorado to go to Colorado State. I thought I wanted to be a news anchor and a reporter. And after an internship at CBS in Los Angeles, I decided I didn't want any part of news. I didn't want to be owned by a station. And so fortunately, I loved all facets of production. And I apprenticed myself to a friend of mine who was already editing. And so from there, I started editing commercials and worked at the Pepsi Center for the Colorado Avalanche and Denver Nuggets, which was awesome. I was there for Game 7 of the Stanley Cup. It was epic. And anyways, from there, I started editing shows. While in Colorado at Colorado State, I met my beautiful wife and we got married. We had two daughters. And after several years in Colorado, we decided to make a big change and came out to South Carolina. Been here for about 4 years and love it out here. But I started editing TV shows and was fortunate to work with a great group called the Weenie Pictures. And you mentioned a cool award I had. I won an Emmy with them for a Food Network show. And I just had an awesome career editing all sorts of TV shows and commercials and started a production company with two dear friends called Nito Pictures. And so, man, I'm a very blessed individual. But that's a quick little background on me.
Hey, man, that is a blessing. And, you know, that sounds like a great story where you came from and, like, where you are today. And yes, that is good. You know, it's a blessing to have an achievement of a lifetime, as I would say.
Yeah, yes. Man. Well, you know, because you have several awards and accolades to your name.
Thanks. I mean, I'm thankful for my, new awards on TV show and radio show. I'm thankful, you know, to be doing, have worked on Disney and so forth. You know, with I have like a work with also like Miley Cyrus and them. I went to the same junior high as Beyonce knows and they're cool, you know, for hard work to pay off. So like I can, you know, I really admire hard work and faith because like, you know, that's what goes a long way and helps.
Yeah.
God bless us. I mean, we keep faith.
Amen to that, man.
What is one of your favorite mottos?
Yeah, you know, one of my favorite mottos is from the movie Ferris Bueller. Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around, you can miss it. I feel like that's just a great one, and it was written in jest, but it's so true. But another big one is to love God and love others, man, because if you don't do that, you're just lacking in life. And if you follow that, then, man, you just can't lose, you know, because you feel good about yourself and you're helping others.
Totally. I couldn't agree more. You know, I love those mottos. And love is this, you know.
Yeah, amen, dude.
The way I see it, you know, God is love, and as somebody who... And yes, love is action, and God created us, and I love too. Yes, there's a saying, you know, you reap what you sow in the world, and so like I'm all about, you know, some good, you know, good seeds,
Those seeds are what help all the best things of God, and I'm thankful for all of those. And it's only what is the new project that you're working on?
Yeah, so I just wrapped up a really cool series about the history of Texas. It's like 240 educational videos, and that was a really fun series to do. I also just wrapped a documentary about craft beer. It's called United Crafts of America, and that's going to the film festival. It's running the film festival circuit right now. It's about to premiere in LA in a couple of weeks, and so I hope there are a whole series of those coming along. They tell the stories of brewers and the highlights, the struggles, and everything in between. So that was really cool. And coming up, I'm doing some commercials for the Colorado Department of Transportation, so looking forward to those. And then we're also coming up with a comedy series that we're going to publish as vertical format first and then go horizontal, but man, I'm ecstatic about that.
This sounds phenomenal. Yes, I love it. You know, it sounds like great things you're working on. Yes, where can my audience find you at? Where is your social media link channels?
Yeah, so on LinkedIn, you can find me, Jeff Warren, and you'll see my my face on there. Our website for our production company, it's called Neato Pictures. So you'll find us at neatopictures.com. And, you know, I used to be a lot on Facebook, but, man, it's addicting as can be. And so you start on Facebook, and 6 hours goes by, and you're like, what the heck just happened? So I'm not so much on that anymore. I've got an Instagram account that I've been ignoring for a while, so I'll get back to that at some point.
Awesome, awesome. Yes, thank you for your time here today. And, it was a great talk with you, Jeff. Yes,
thank you.
Yes,
Marcus, you're awesome, man. It's a real blessing to be here, and I hope the Lord blesses you and all of your endeavors.
And yes, we'll be in touch with you. God bless you too. Thank you, everyone, for your time. And yes, thank you again, sir. Have a great, blessed rest of the day.
Thank you, too, Marcus. All right.
I'm Victorious Marcus. I'm the University Music Group, most for awards, and I'm thankful for my great opportunities and making the world a better place. I'm partnering with Zachary Levi, a actor from Shazam, and a nerd at HQ. I'm all about good health, and especially mental health. My favorite health mantra is I am competing against my own self, despite them. But anyone says, everyone has to look at themselves in order to make the world a better place.
I'm gonna go get some more jobs. Superstar O here with Victorious Marcus and a hit.
Here with Remy from Timberland, Sci-Fi Project, Superstar O. Get a camera, I'm Victorious Marcus.
I'm going to be able to do it. Think the world revolves around them. Toxic people are arrogant. Toxic people are hesitant. Toxic people are abusive. Toxic people are selfish. And wait for these. You need to reset your life. For goodbye, survives. What goes wrong comes back. Toxic people are arrogant.
With Grammy-nominated Bass Masterpiece. My side of the story matters.
Some real reliable is that would last for a lifetime. Boy, is the technique with Bonnie Hopkins. This is revolutionary. The way this thing goes.
You have
how would you like it if you were abused? If you were paid to be screwed, you left this love. Time to sleep alive. Oh, my God, I hurt you, child.
I'm made it, how about that?
Natural ways of remedy, like, you know, stretching or like for my back, I had like a lower back, or also chiropractor, because it's natural and it does not involve surgery. And that surgeries are dangerous, like, that's only like should be like a last resort. But you can get your back, I mean, if you, any type of back surgery you have, I highly recommend a chiropractor. That's your shots happens. I've come a long way. I've come from years of rejection and even years of poverty. And so it seems about time to racism, bigotry, lies, and I've overcome them out of my sight. To 21 billion EDVs from features on the movies like the Hannah Montana movie, the Hannah Montana show on Disney, to also with her on a movie called Yesterday, not going on Netflix, to many other movies and TV shows. I've also worked on In the Battle on Sunny with the Chance. And my latest movie that I was on is called Apex. I performed in a Raiders on that movie. I'm thankful for every day that I've performed on the year. I'm the movies at Apex. The two movies watched AA Martial Arts. And I'm thankful that I attended the Central Performing House as a Beyonce and West Middle School. I won the awards by Bella Mongolia for my acrobatics or gymnastics. I won gold medals for that. And the way I was able to do that, I mean, I had to go to rejections, but winning that, and I mean, at first I can only do basics. And so I got rejected my sixth grade year. That's the summer, I got determined. Very determined, and I thought myself I'd do the most advanced first. And I got so good on that, I was able to win the honor award at the Bella Cordia. I mean, when I got accepted into bus, that same summer, like, I got accepted into the Junior Olympics as well. I went there, because, like, my brother and I were living at a park, and the Junior Olympics coach was there. And he's like, he invited us over to Texas. It was a track and field practice. And so, I guess I went there, and to make a long story short, I broke records. So, during that same year, there was the many ups and downs that I know God works in the, I mean, it's like,
I mean, I know God works in serious ways that when he's trying to come back, well, with a greater comeback. So, I mean, all the years that I've seen racism, you know, bigotry, and bullying, and I say, each time I was bullied, even, you know, positive cues, because the devil's alive. And even when I was positive cues, I just kept more and even more so in my gifts. So, because I believe God, everything is possible. So I'm thankful that I have my own TV and radio show today. Because, you know, I mean, like, I'm thankful that I'm doing so the right time with Universal Music Group. And I'm thankful to have a voice for many things. I want to use my platform to reach the world and make a positive difference to where everyone says, shoot me the other side, they want to be treated. And you know, the devil is a liar, and I'm thankful to God for the victory over all the lying devil. But the devil may be even gay, I tell him, change to like the you know, black team over in the US, being changed. You know, Donald Trump's almost 100, he's almost 80 years old. But I'm not, don't let anyone bring us back to, you know, slavery times. You can never judge a book by itself. You know, I heard him talking about Kamala Harris' race, like, it was funny, and, you know, he's the Antichrist, you know, he needs to take responsibility for his actions. Because the things that he's been promoting, I've been feeling it, you know, it has been bringing us back to us, more racism than I've experienced in my life, and it's, enough is enough. It's just like, Rosa Parks told her to sit in the back of the bus. She refused. And because, you know, they were trying to bully her. And this bullying is getting out of control. Anyway, you know the story about Rosa Parks. She refused and she became a civil rights activist. That helped us. That has helped a lot today. That was been a great inspiration. It helped. Of course, like president, you know, God knows the truth. And the truth is that you're free. Let's work together in love and unity.